Parshas Vayikra and Parshas Zohar. I decided we would maybe learn something about Parshas Zohar. I don't remember the last time we learned about Parshas Zohar, if at all. The Mitzvah Deiraisa. So it's worth understanding a little bit about it. I wanted to tell you some ideas that I heard from Rav Osher Zelig Rubinstein, Zichrono Livracha, which are very significant. Everybody knows that listening to Parshas Zohar is an important mitzvah d'oraisa, and everybody pays attention and tries to listen to every single letter. The Baal Keri tries his best to read it as perfectly and accurately as possible, and everybody's all geared up to pay attention to do the mitzvah. But according to the Ramban, that's not the Ikka mitzvah at all. The Ramban holds that the Ikka mitzvah is something else. On the Parshas Zohar in Kiseitse, the Ramban says that this reading of Parshas Zohar B'tzibor is an asmachta. It's not the Ikka kavana of the posuk. What's the Ikka mitzvah d'oraisa? V'anochin be'einai shehu loyma shaloi tishkach mashe osalonu amolek. The mitzvah is to remember what Amalek did to Klal Yisrael, the evil involved in the attack of Amalek against Klal Yisrael. Ad she'nimcha es shemoyim mitachas ha'shemoyim, until we are aroused with the desire to totally eradicate this nation off the face of the earth. U'nesapezeh le'boneinu u'ledoi ro'iseinu, and we should relate this information to our children and our future generations, loyim elohem, and explain to them, kach also lonu harosha, this is what Hamolik Arosha did to us, velekach nistavinu, and this is the reason why we are commanded, limchoise shemoi. The Ikka mitzvah d'oraisa is to talk about Hamolik to the family, explain to them why Hamolik is so evil, what is it that he did, why is it so bad, why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu command to eradicate him off the face of the earth, why is it Moshiach won't come until we've eradicated Amalek? So we've got to find out, why is Amalek so bad, why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu want to destroy him, what is the evil of Amalek? So there are many explanations. Rashi gives three explanations of what the attack was all about. Asher Korucha, three explanations of what Asher Korucha is. Other Rishonim have other explanations. So Rav Rubinstein Zichrono Livracha brought a very interesting Malbim, maybe a slightly new approach. It's not totally new because it is mentioned in the Rishonim as well, but the Malbim brings it out beautifully in Parshas B'Shalach. Says the Malbim, Asher oz shomu amim yirgozon, after Yitzias Mitzrayim and Kriyas Yamsuf, all the goyim around the entire world trembled from the nisim v'niflois that the Rabbeinu Shalom did. V'chol ha'amim ha'aminu b'niflaoisov asher osov bayom uv'mitzrayim. All the goyim of the entire world believed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made miracles in Mitzrayim and at Yamsuf to protect Klal Yisrael. V'hu, except Amalek, v'hu hikshiach liboy, and he hardened his heart, miras Hashem, from being afraid of Hashem. By the way, most of the Rishonim say that Amalek believed there is a Rabbeinu Shel Olam. It's not that he was a kofer that there's no Borei Olam. He believed in the Rabbeinu, but he had no fear of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. He had no Yorei, that's the Pasuk says, V'lo Yorei Elokim, he didn't fear. It doesn't say he didn't believe in Hashem, V'lo Yehemim Hashem. The Pasuk says, V'lo Yorei Elokim, that he was not afraid of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. He knew there was a Rabbeinu Shel Olam, but that didn't deter him. V'yomer loy hu, meaning the Rabbeinu Shel Olam does not protect Klal Yisrael. He wanted to demonstrate to all the nations of the world, does not have the power to save Klal Yisrael from milchomos and from nations around them. All the nations of the world understood that Am Yisrael is a special nation. They are under the protective eye of the Ribbono Shel Olam. He guards them, he watches them, he protects them from all nations around, he does miracles for them when necessary. Klal Yisrael is the most select and elevated and holy nation of the globe. Said Amalek, I don't believe in that. We're all equal. All men are equal. no nation is more special than another. And the Rabbeinu Shalem does not so show any special privileges to Am Yisrael. And what about all the miracles of Kriyas Yamsuf and all the miracles of Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Esa Makos? How does he explain all that? V'chol hanisim hayu maisa lahat v'chochmas Moshe. It's all witchcraft. It's all kishuf. Moshe Rabbeinu is the most brilliant kishuf maker that ever lived. It's all black magic. It's all witchcraft. He managed to pull a fast one over the Egyptians, Kriyas Yamsuf. Everything is all maisa kishufim. There's no Borei Olam that's interested in any nation in this world. He lives in heaven, he created this world, and then he's on vacation. The Kosh Baruch Hu has nothing to do with interfering in this world. Chas v'shalom. And therefore, he did not care about attacking Am Yisrael. Basher hu hoy istadnin gadol. He was a great astrologer. Ubaki b'kshofim and yukshofim. Ulefize hoy ikim milchamtoi neged Hashem. The ikim milchama of Amalek was not against Kalali, so it was against the Ribbono Shel Olam. In order to show to the world that Am Yisrael are touchable. The nations of the world understood that Am Yisrael are untouchable. Like Rashi brings the mashal of a boiling bath, an ambati roitachas. No fool jumps into a boiling bath. The goyim wouldn't dare to touch a Jew. To realize that if Amalek had not attacked Am Yisrael at that time, then ad hayom hazeh, no goy would have raised a finger against the Jew. No goy would dare, because all the goyim of the world understood clearly, a Jew is protected by the Ribbono Shel Olam. They are a special nation, they're elevated. Don't start up with a Jew. The Ribbono Shel Olam is on his side. It was only the chutzpah, the audacity of Amalek, that put into the minds of the goyim that Jews are attackable. They are touchable. All the tzaras throughout all the generations from goyim, all the pogroms, the Inquisition in Spain, the Holocaust, the Arabs today, all that would have been bottled, would never have happened. Lulei Amalek. It was only Amalek's audacity to say, you can't attack a Jew, there's nothing special about him. That is why he's so evil and so wicked. He put into the entire world something that was unthinkable. There are certain things which are accepted norms in the world. You just can't do things which the entire world understands is unthinkable to do. Even Paroi, when he wanted to eradicate the Jewish nation and enslave them, didn't have the audacity to make a decree, we're going to wipe out all the Jews in Mitzrayim. He couldn't do such a thing. There would be an uproar by the Egyptians. You can't do that. To wipe out a nation, you can't do such a thing. It's unheard of. So you have to do it in Ischak Maloy. Let's plan how we're going to do it. And we'll get the midwives. We'll play games. We'll imagine that they died on the moment they were born. Hide it. But Paroi couldn't come out openly. So there are certain things which are understood and accepted. They're just unthinkable, undoable. But Amalek doesn't hold like that. Amalek says anything goes. I do what I like. There's no such thing as something which is an accepted norm. This is a tremendous chutzpah to go against what is an accepted understanding of the entire world. And Haman was the same thing. Haman was, let's wipe out the entire Jewish nation from the face of the earth. Only Amalek can make a suggestion like that. No nation, even after the attack of Amalek, and Amalek had put the idea into the minds of the goyim that it's possible to attack Jews, but still, even from then, Ad Hayom Hazeh, we haven't had a nation which comes forth and openly declares we're wiping out all the Jews from the face of the earth. We had it in the time of Haman, and we had it in the time of Hitler, Yimach Shemoy, the final solution. This time, can you imagine the 20th century in modern world comes a nation of Germany and says, we are going to eradicate all the Jewish nation from the face of the earth. That's Amalek. Only Amalek can dare to do it. It's chutzpah, it's audacious. Is going against HaKadosh Baruch Hu's plan that Am Yisrael are a special nation. They are elevated. Said Rav Rubenstein that the shoyresh of this haughtiness, the shoyresh of this chutzpah is gaiva. He asked the question very nicely. Why does it bother Amalek so much? So let the Jews be a special nation. So what? Mind your own business. Amalek lived miles away anyway. According to Medrash, he came thousands of miles to attack the Jewish people in the Midbar. What does it matter to you? So the Jewish nation are the most elevated. So they are protected. What's it got to do with you? Mind your own business. No, no. Because they have gaiva. Amalek has gaiva. Amalek is gematria 240. Gematria rom. Elevated. Amalek says, we are elevated. Now, we said before that all the nations of the world had the theory that all men are equal. Amalek also says, all men are equal, except us. We are higher than everybody else. They're gaiva. The Germans are the same breed. I don't know if you've ever been through Germany. The Germans walk with their nose up in the sky. They're all bali gaiva. They're all amalekim. That's the Gorm says that. Everybody knows. The Germans are zera amalek. Adayomazer, they're gaiva. We make the best with the most precision, most accurate. Gaiva. They're all bali gaiva. The gaiva burns inside of him that he can't bear that somebody else claims to be better than him. So you've got to eradicate the Jews. How dare the Jews say that they're of it? We're the most. We're the... What was the motto of the Germans? Deutschland über alles. Germany is above the whole world. We're one above everybody else. That's Amalek. We're on top. So we can't bear it that the Jews are saying we're on top. Unfortunately, we've witnessed over about the last 200 years Jewish Amalekim. What was the theory of the Maskilim, the reformists, the assimilationists? Well, there's nothing special about the Jews. How did the reform movement begin? We Jews are Germans. We dress like the Germans, we talk like the Germans, we behave with the Germans, we mingle with the Germans. They wanted to make themselves equal to the Goyim. That's going against what the Ribbono Shel Olam decided, that Am Yisrael are not like the other nations of the world. We've got to be different. We're separated from them. Hivdilonim v'natoyim. What do we say when we make Abdullah Motzei Shabbos? Vein Yisrael lo'amim. In the same way that you can't mix together light and dark, and you can't mix together Shabbos and weekday. You can't mix together Am Yisrael lo'amim. We are separate. We are chosen by the Ribbono Shel Olam to fulfill a mission, to be Avdei Hashem, to live lives above the lives of the Goyim. The Goyim's lives are full of Tumah and Taiva and Gaiva, and Olam Hazeh, and Am Yisrael has a different mission. We have a life of Kedusha, of Avodas Hashem, of Hachnor, of Anova, of Yiro. It's a totally different life. How can you say we are like the nations of the world? That was Reform, that was the Assimilist, that was the Zionist. What was the Zionist motto? We need to have a land like everybody else. They have a country, why shouldn't we have the country? No Torah, of course, just the country, a land. Homeland. But they were Amalekim. They were Jewish Amalekim, because Amalek stands for the eradication of Kedusha from Am Yisrael and the protection of the Rosh from Am Yisrael. That's what we have faced in the last 200 years. Developing within Am Yisrael. And this is what the Ramban says, we've got to teach our children about this. They have to know the history of the world. They have to know the history of the nations. That we have, unfortunately, among us, Amalekim, Jewish Amalekim. Now it goes further than that, because there's a staggering piece in Michtam Eliyahu, which we'll finish off with. I wasn't aware of this piece. Rav Rubenstein sent me to it. In Chedek Beis of Michtam Eliyahu, page 267, he happens to be talking about a totally different inn altogether. He's explaining about the whole incident with Shimshon. But he brings over there a fascinating stira in Chazal. Rashi brings one Chazal that which members of Klal Yisrael did Amalek and the Midbar attack? The ones that were expelled from the Onon. Polton Ha'onon. According to Chazal, it was members of Shevet Don. Don always considered as the weakest Shevet, the ones who were more inclined to Avodah Zorah, Pesel Micha. Shevet Don, some of the members of Shevet Don were expelled from the Onon was a protective cloud over Klal Yisrael. Amalek could not attack anybody who was under the cloud. Only those who were outside the Anan Kovoid. The Erev Rav went outside the Anan Kovoid, and certain members of Shevet Don were expelled, Poltan Onon, and Amalek was able to attack them. So Rav Desta brings a Maimah Chazal that says exactly the opposite. That Amalek came under the Anan Kovoid, and he stole from underneath the Anonim members of Klal Yisrael and killed them. From underneath the Anon. So, number one, it's a stira. And number two, how could he get through the Onon? The Onon is supposed to be the Hashgacha Pratis V'Kadosh Baruch Hu protecting Am Yisrael. So how could he get underneath the Onon to do anything? Says Rav Desla, an amazing thing. Polton Ha'anan doesn't mean physically. When Chazal say there were members of Don who were expelled by the Anan, it means in a ruchni sense. They were not outside the Anan. Shevet Don was together with everybody else, all walking together. All the Shvatim traveled with the protection of the Anan. But the Anan didn't protect them if their hearts were not dovuk to the Ribbono Shel Olam. And Molekim were able to come in physically under the Anan and steal the nefashos of people who were not dovuk to the Ribbono Shel Olam. In their hearts, they felt they wanted to be like the other Goyim. They wanted to be Ovid Avodah Zarah. They wanted to have the tigers of Olam Hazeh, always asking for food. Misloinanim. There were people inside the Machne of Klal Yisrael whose hearts were not with the Ribbono Shel Olam. If the heart was not with the Ribbono Shel Olam, so the clouds are not going to protect them. They can be physically under the Anan, but spiritually speaking, it's as though they are outside. And they were subject to attack by Amalek. As the Pshat is, that not only the Zionists and the Reformists and the others have left the camp, but there are people who are walking around with long beards and dressed like a frum Jew, but the heart is not with Klal Yisrael. The heart and their desire is for, let's be like everybody else. Why can't we have all these attractions? Why can't we have all of these tivers? I want to be like everybody else. Why do we have to be different? If a person doesn't feel different inside, that is a special person, is elevated, he has a special tachlis in life, so then how can it be protected by the Ribbono Shel Olam? To be zoicha to the hashgacha protis of the Ribbono Shel Olam, you've got to elevate yourself and understand that you are in a special situation where you are with the Ribbono Shel Olam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will protect you as much as you are dovet to the Ribbono Shel Olam. There are people whose hearts are with Amalek in the Jewish camp. If they are interested in a good life, in good times, and they find that Torah is a burden to them, and they don't feel Avas Hashem, they don't feel Yiras Hashem, so they won't be protected by HaKadosh Baruch Hu's honor, they won't be protected by the Hashgacha Pratis. The mitzvah of eradicating Amalek is eradicating the Amalek from inside our hearts. Zohar She'osa Lecha Amalek, to each individual. The Vilna Gaon says, Milchemes Amalek Ladoir Doir for all generations is Neged Koyach Hatumo Shechodro Besoich B'nai Yisrael. Milchemes Amalek is each person has to see what is Goyish inside of him. How much has the Goyish of philosophy penetrated into you? How much of a Goy are you and how much of a Jew are you? We once spoke about this. Some of the Hasidic masters said a person before he says in the morning, Baruch Hashem Rekenu Melech Olam Shloyos Ani Goy, should really think whether it's true or not. How much Goyishkeit is inside of you? How much interest do you have in Goyish things that are going around the world? I'm not speaking about internet and things which are tommy as that. But if a person has a desire for the Goyish way of life, of the good times, and in Yonim of Olam Hazeh, in Yonim of Tuma, and Chas V'Shalom, not a life of Kedusha, then he's got Amalek inside of him. He's a half a Jew and half a Goy. Milchemes Amalek is not only to go out and fight against the enemies of Am Yisrael, not only against the Arabs, and not only against the Amalekim, and not only against the Germans, and not only against the Zionists, and not only against this government, but against oneself. To drive out the Amalek which is inside of oneself. It's only when the Pasuk says, Milchama Hashem Bedoyer, Timcha Zeichar Amalek means from your own heart. If you do the Timcha Zeichar Amalek, there's a stir in the Psukim. It says Timcha Zeichar Amalek, and it says Emcha. It's a stira between Bashalach and Kisaitse. So Chazal say, the Bali Musa say, if you do your part, if you do the part of Timcha and Zeich Amalek from inside of you, then Emcha, I'll take care of the Amalek which is outside in the world around. In the midst of Milchemes Amalek, not just by listening to Pasha Zohar, but as the Ramban says, to talk about it to the family, explain to them what is Amalek and what we have to do to destroy it. To Milchemes Amalek.
Amen.
The shiur next week is on Tuesday night.